Content, nice to be in orbit.
Inevitably and perhaps imperceptibly, it is Great Songs About Nothing Good here on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata. Hope you're doing well and staying warm wherever you are. It is freezing rain outside, which is not desirable. Anyway, we got a great show for you. That was Run DMC with Christmas in Hollis. And that is going out to my cousin Mara, for today is her birthday. It falls close to the Yuletide season. Speaking of Yuletide songs, we have a special holiday request. We actually play this every year, but this time it comes with a dedication. And the dedication reads, "From Salvador A. to Henry K., hope you stay warm on your long vacation."
I know we've been out on strike for 8 months now, but don't worry. We're going to have the best bloody Christmas party we've ever had.
Hey, Santa!
What a?
Can you hear it in the distance? Can you sense it? Far away.
Is it old Rudolph the reindeer? Is it Santa on his sleigh? It's heading up to East England. It's coming down the Tyne.
Oh, it's bloody Maggie Thatcher and Michael Heseltine. So Merry Christmas, Maggie Thatcher. May God's love be with you. We all sing.
Thank you.
sing together in one breath. Merry Christmas, Maggie Thatcher. We all celebrate the day, cause it's one day.
Think unless you tell him to think.
Zombie, oh zombie.
Tell him to go straight. Najoro, jara, joro. No break, no jam, no sense. Najoro, jara, joro. Tell him to go kill. Najoro, jara, joro. No break, no jam, no sense. Najoro, jara, joro. Tell him to go quench. Najoro, jara, joro. No break, no job, no sense. Najoro, jara, joro. Go and kill.
Joro, jara, joro.
Go and die.
Joro, jara, joro.
Go and quench.
Joro, jara, joro.
Put up all the verse.
Joro, jara, joro.
Go and quench.
Joro, jara, joro.
Go and kill.
Joro, jara, joro.
Go and die.
Joro, jara, joro.
Put up all the verse.
Joro, jara, joro.
Go and die.
Joro, jara, joro.
Go and quench.
Joro, jara, joro.
Go and kill.
Joro, jara, joro.
Put up all the verse.
Joro, jara, joro.
Joro, jara, joro. Zombie when I want way. Joro, jara, joro. Zombie when I want way. Joro, jara, joro. Zombie when I want way. Joro, jara, joro. Open your hat, stand at ease, fall in, fall out, fall down, dead ready. Attention, quick match, slow match, left turn, right turn, about turn, double up, salute. Open your hat, stand at ease, fall in, fall out,
halt!
Order! Attention, quick match, slow match, left turn, right turn, back turn, double up, salute, open your hand, stand at ease, fall in, fall out, fall down, head ready. Attention, quick match, slow match, left turn, right turn, back turn, double up, salute, open your hand, stand at ease, fall in, fall out, fall down, head ready. Halt! Order!
One more time, everybody.
Attention, quick match, slow match, left turn, right turn, a button, double up, salute, open your hand, stand at ease, fall in, fall out, fall down, get ready, attention. Your hands, stand at ease, fall.
al asalto va a tomarse la enemiga posición. Al asalto va a tomarse la enemiga posición. Rojo el bosque de banderas en la marcha rumbo al sur. Son los obreros en armas, partisanos del amor. Son los obreros en armas, partisanos del amor. La gloria de esos combates no se apagará jamás. Adelante, camaradas, los echaremos al mar. Adelante, camaradas, los echaremos al mar. Quedará terminado. ¡Viva la revolución! Nuestra marcha terminado. ¡Viva la revolución!
All right, that was Quilapayud with Por Montañas y Praderas, a partisan song from World War II. And before that, we had a shortened version of Zombie by Fela Kuti, a man who my parents saw in concert, and I have their copy of that album in my collection. At the start, we had the cast of Billy Elliot saying, Merry Christmas, Margaret Thatcher. Well, Maggie Thatcher. Let's be informal here. We're all friends here. And let's have ourselves a legally mandated PSA as we listen to the Pogues instrumental Metropolis in the background. It's a numbers thing about Bitcoin energy costs. A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s. Numbers to think about from Tufts WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And let's take a look at the scene report. Before I get into the scene report, if you went to the Palestine benefit concert at the Democracy Center yesterday, you saw a real treat of a show, and if not, well, it's your loss. Kudos to Prior Panic. I'd never seen an oud rocked like that. Okay, so this comes with a preamble. The seventh edition of the Miracle on Comm Ave compilation album is out for your downloading pleasure. And this is a fundraiser with benefits going to Child's Play Charity. And it features local heroes, Coffin Salesman, Daphne Blue Underworld, Your Friends in Hell, Thou Merciless Graves, and Squally Green Thumb. And you should go buy a copy online. It's for a great cause. And on the 8th of December, on Friday, you could go see Miracle on Comm Ave live at Faces in Malden. 7 p.m., $10, all ages, and you will see Coffin Salesman, Nikki Panic, and Squally Green Thumb, and Thou Merciless Graves. Fancy that. And on the 9th, if you go down to a little city called Providence, Rhode Island, and you go to the Askew Bar and Lounge, you can see Time and Place rock the place with Scrimmy the Dirtbag, Artist Jackie and the Wizard, High Water Haulers. That's the bill, and the cost is $10 American to you, the crafty consumer, and it all starts at 9 p.m. On the 23rd of December at the Silhouette Lounge, you can see Little Low, Massive Nightmares, and MK Naomi. It's a 21-plus show, 8 p.m. the hour, $10 the cost. And on the 29th of December, to close out this year of ours, at the Rockwell, you could see Bella's Bar Talk, backed with Your Friends in Hell. 7 p.m. is the door, 8 p.m. is the show, $15 in advance, $20 at the door, 21-plus show. If you have a show or some sort of function that you want promoted on a community radio station, well, hit me up at Great Songs About Nothing Good on Instagram or greatsongsaboutnothinggood@gmail.com. And I played some Pogues during that ranting session, and that's because, as I'm sure you know, Shane McGowan, frontman for the Pogues, passed away a few days ago, and so what I'm going to do is for the rest of the show, I'm going to play three Pogue songs that I really like. Not necessarily the best, but they're ones I all have a fondness for. And then afterwards, we're doing something we've never done on this show before, and we're going to go into reruns very briefly. Last year, last March, March of 2022, I had a Pogues retrospective show with Shayna Murphy and Reverend Charlie, and they picked some songs that they love and why they love them. And so we'll be replaying the testimonials from that show. And that'll bring us to 9 o'clock. So no time to waste. Here's a song that is befitting the weather. And also, Hold Steady is doing their residency at Brooklyn Bowl in Brooklyn, New York. And they walked out on stage to this song the other night. And you know what? Game recognizes game.
I've been loving you a long time. Down all the years, down all the days. And I've cried for all your troubles. Smile at your funny little ways. We watched our friends grow up together, and we saw them as they fell. Some of them fell into heaven, some of them fell into hell. I took shelter from a shower, and I stepped into your arms. On a rainy night in Soho, the wind was whistling all its charms. I sang you all my sorrows. All your joys. Whatever happened to that old song? To all those little girls and boys. Thank you. ginger lady by my bed, covered in a cloak of silence. I'd hear you talking in my head. I'm not singing for the future. I'm not dreaming of the past. I'm not talking of the first time. I never think about the last. Now the song is nearly over. We may never find out what it means. Still there's a lot I hold before me. You're the measure of my dreams, the measure of my dreams. We'll be right back. face. There was whiskey and sunburn and tears in her cheeks. She sang me a song that was pure as the breeze on a road leading up Glenavie. I sat for a while at the crescent finner where young lovers would meet when the flowers were in bloom. Heard the men coming from the fire at Chiron, their hearts in Tipperary, wherever they go. Take my hand and dry your tears, babe. Take my hand, forget your fears, babe. There's no pain, there's no more sorrow. They've all gone in. In the wolf and a rusty tin can and old hurdy ball. When the cards been dealt and the rosary call and a fiddle playing chandelier. And the next time I see you, we'll down at the Greeks. There'll be whiskey and Sunday and tears in our cheeks. For stupid to laugh and it's useless to ball. But a rusty tin can and old hurdy ball.
The Broad Majestic Shannon from If I Should Fall from Grace with God, the Pogues' third album, the one that really marked the height of their powers. And before that, we had Yeah, 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 which is a from a EP that came out after the Grace with God period. And it's not one that I think it belonged on an album. It's too good to be a single, but I very much enjoyed it. And at the start, we had A Rainy Night in Soho from Rum Sodomy and The Lash, but it's from the EP Pogetry in Motion. And we're doing a quick ad hoc Shane McGowan retrospective. And as I mentioned earlier, last year in March, I had two friends of mine, Shana and Reverend Charlie, on to pick some Pogue songs that they like and tell them why they make the grade. So join me in the way, way back machine as we listen to Reverend Charlie make his case for the Pogues and The Sunny Side of the Street.
I first became familiar with the Pogues as a teen, sifting through the racks of CDs at my neighborhood library and ripping them to my external hard drive. At the time, I had no sense of who these musicians were or where and how they fit into the broader folk punk scene. There was simply something irreverent and soulful to their musical arrangements, and as a kid moving all over the country as a teenager, thrown from one school and one neighborhood to another several times across a six-year period, I found a resonance and familiarity in their style and their energy. The first track of that nature that struck me was The Sunny Side of the Street, an upbeat tune about trying to improve your lot without really being sure of where you're going, recognizing when you've perhaps fallen short, and still trying to find contentment and happiness in who you are and where you've landed. It spoke to me then and still does anytime I hear it in a cafe or when it pops up on a road trip shuffle.
Black Rock.
And that's The Sunny Side of the Street from Hell's Ditch, the final album with Shane McGowan and produced by The Clash's Joe Strummer. And that was Reverend Charlie's first pick that he made last year of Pogue songs he fancies. And I really want to echo the sentiment that he said. It's speaking to, moving around a lot or the song coming up on a road trip shuffle and how much it draws you in and makes you feel grounded no matter where you're going. And that was the real gift that Shane McGowan had in his writing and his music. And the Pogues, of course, spoke largest to the Irish diaspora. And in the days since Shane McGowan's passing, there have been no shortage of reminiscences from established writers and people commenting online talking about how much the Pogues, and Shane in particular, made them feel grounded no matter what great upheaval was going on in their lives, whether it was physical, metaphorical, or a third thing. Up next, we have Shayna Murphy, good friend of the show, with two songs that she thinks are pretty all right.
Hey, everybody. This is your girl, Shayna, a.k.a. the face that definitely doesn't run the place here at Great Songs About Nothing Good. Am I right, Mr. Shoes? Don't worry, bud. You don't need to answer that. Anyway, next up for you loyal listeners is Boys from the County Hell, which was the second single released off the Pogues' 1984 debut album, Red Roses for Me. I picked this song for you guys today, not only because it's my favorite Pogues song, but because I feel like when you listen to it, it captures everything that the Pogues were about at that time. When they first burst on the scene, they were rowdy. They were punks. And in the case of Shane McGowan, you've got a punk who's no bones about it, who's a drunk, but has the heart of a poet. And it really shines through so much in this song as he's taken us on a journey from a rainy day on the first day of March to one really miserable landlord to watching junkies pass out in the street. It ends with him right back where he started. No better, maybe, but maybe a little wiser. But hey, at least he's got 10 pounds, so now he can buy you a drink. Anyway, here's hoping you G-Sang lovers out here dig it too.
On the first day of March, it was raining. It was raining worse than anything that I have ever seen. I drank 10 pints of beer and I cursed all the people there. I wish that all this rain would stop falling down on me. And it's like me to the meanest bastard that you have ever seen. And he lose a single penny, he would grieve him awful sore. And he was a miserable man, a bitch's bastard's whore. And he slammed me 10 pounds. sit and watch the junkies, the junks, the pen stars.
Hey guys, it's Shayna again, and this next song is... that's coming your way is off the 1988 album, If I Should Fall From Grace With God. This album is pretty notable for the band for a few reasons. The big one being it's the album that had probably the biggest hit in their career. It's off of this album. But there are other reasons why this album is pretty significant for the band. It was the first time that we as listeners get to hear other influences in their music. Prior to this album, the band really leaned in heavily to that, you know, Celtic but also folk punk sound, and that's what established them. But with If I Should Fall From Grace With God, we get to hear some other stuff. We get to hear, you know, some influences from Turkish music and Spanish music and things like that, which really makes it a treat to listen to. And it's even more remarkable that the band managed to put such a masterful album like this together, considering that behind the scenes, they were basically a mess when this album was getting made. Shane was drinking, as we all know. But they'd also stopped working with Elvis Costello, who had been their producer for earlier stuff. Some members also left the group during this time, and they, right before this album was made, circa 1986, 1987, they were involved in a dispute with Stiff Records and ended up recording this album with a new label, with the Warner Music Group. But from the very start of this album, I feel that, you know that you're in for something great just from the way it kicks off. And that's why I picked this song. So kick back, pump up the volume, and just on a personal note, I want to say, when it's my turn too, I hope this song is playing for me when I go down to that place in the mud where the rivers all run dry.
grace of God, we're no doctor can relieve me if I'm buried beneath the sod. Still, the angels won't receive me. Let me go, boys, let me go, boys. Let me go down in the mud where the rivers are untry.
I discovered my favorite Pogues song later in my fandom than I'd expected, and
Reverend Charlie.
With so many tracks, I cannot divorce it from the sense memory of my first exposure. I first heard The Body of an American while marathoning The Wire on the couch of my Boston apartment in 2012, in between soul-crushing retail shifts and feverishly preparing grad school applications. On screen, the song is played over a dive bar sound system as Baltimore policemen mourn and celebrate the passing of one of their colleagues, who lays in full uniformed regalia on a pool table in the middle of the pub. Politics of policing and criminal justice aside, I was struck by the track's power. It was almost of a mythological proportion, starting slow and mournful, building into a raucous celebration of a life lived not well or poorly, but proudly and without apology. It blends time and place, nodding to where we've all been, where we're going, who we are as individuals, and how we fit into the lives of others in the sweep of histories large and small. As with all the best songs about identity, it lays everything on the table and invites you to wink and laugh and hold your head high while you raise a toast to yourself and everyone around you, because like the body on the table, we each go the way of all earthly flesh. Ultimately, the song's message is simple. Smile, nod, and drink up.
I'm a freeborn man of the USA.
And that was another four by the Pogues. We started off with the Sunny Side of the Street, as was chosen by our good friend Reverend Charlie last March. That should not be. Haha. All right. So that was, of course, let's see. So that was Sunny Side of the Street, as picked by and introduced by Reverend Charlie. And then we had two from good friend of the show, Shayna Murphy, who went with Boys from the County Hell, originally off of Red Roses for Me, but that version was from a BBC Live album. And then we had If I Should Fall from Grace with God, title track to the third album. Then Charlie closes out with The Body of an American from the Pogetry in Motion EP. And seeing as, and you probably know where I'm going with this, it is December, so I am going to play that song. Because it's a good song, you know, and, you know, certain niceties taken, you know, taken into account. But anyway, I'll see you on the other side of this one, and we will close out the show.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. God, I'm a lucky one. Came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drums they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away, babe. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day. Happy Christmas, you're our heartbreak, God, it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD chorus still singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
I could have been someone. I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day. Thank you.
So yeah, it is that song. And if you have the time, go on YouTube and look up a video that the BBC did on the making of that song. And it features the Pogues as the lineup was back then. And also has producer Steve Lillywhite giving his own reminiscences. And at the time, his wife was Kirsty McCall, who of course features prominently in that song, and was the daughter of Ewan McCall, whose song Dirty Old Town became a standard for the Pogues. And Ewan McCall was also briefly Pete Seeger's brother-in-law when he was married to Peggy Seeger. And now you know. That'll do it for us here on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I am Greg Zapata. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in next week, blah, blah, blah. And stay where you are, because we have, waiting in the wings, Minor Crisis. So stick around for that. Ta!